Okay, we're going to continue talking about Gideon. And you remember the story of Gideon so far? That the Midianites were there dominating Israel, and then God raised up Gideon, and an angel appeared to him and said, "You mighty warrior." And he said, "Me? Not me." And yet he was the one used by God. And he was so nervous that he said, "Well, if you're really going to be with me, then I'm going to put a fleece." And what did he say about the fleece?
"If the wolves cry on me, then you can eat."
That's right. If the wool is dry and the ground is wet, then I know that you've chosen me. And then he did it the other way around. And in the end, God gave him a great victory. Even though he only had... How many men did he have, do you remember? 300 men. And they were the ones who lapped as a dog laps. Well, he won this great victory. And then again, Zebra and Zalmunna. And now we're going to carry on towards the end of his life, which is not so good reading. This is Judges 8. "Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, 'Rule over us, both you and your son, and your son's son also, for you have saved us out of the hand of Midian.' Gideon said to them, 'I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. Yahweh shall rule over you.'" So who's Yahweh, Dean?
God.
God, that's right. So then, that's exactly what happened in the time of... When else did Israel want to have a king?
Saul.
So God was their real king, and when they said, we want to have a human king, they were really saying to God, "We don't want you." And that's so sad when people do that, but that's how so many people are. They want what they can see. And faith is faith in
God.
Yeah, God. In what you
can't see.
That's right, well done. Faith is believing in what you can't see. So you can't see God, but they wanted to have a man who they could see. So Gideon was good on that. He said, "I will not rule over you because Yahweh shall rule over you." Gideon said to them, "I would, however, make a request of you that each man would give me the earrings of his spoil." The spoil is what they had grabbed from these enemies, the Midianites. They had golden earrings because they were Ishmaelites. They were descended from Ishmael, who was one of the sons of Abraham. They answered, "We will willingly give them." They spread a garment, like a big jacket, and each man threw the earrings of his spoil into it. This is starting to sound a bit like...
taking a golden car.
Yeah, well done, have you? It's starting to sound like making a golden calf. The weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, beside the crescents, the pendants, and the purple clothing that was on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were about their camels' necks. Gideon made an ephod of it and put it in his city in Ophrah. Now an ephod is like a breastplate that goes over your chest, and that's what the high priest had. He used to wear this ephod, this sort of thing that went, this waistcoat that went over him, and then he had on top of that this breastplate, on top of this ephod of valuable, precious stones. And Gideon, who wasn't a priest, and he wasn't the high priest, he made this for himself. And he put it in his city in Ophrah, and all Israel prostituted themselves by worshipping it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and to his house. What's a snare? If you play a snare for an animal.
Animal! Not
a snare. A snare is like a trap. So there's the animal walking along thinking that there's some food somewhere, and he goes to it, and then he falls into a special trap that the hunters have made. So this ephod was like a trap to Gideon and to his family. So they started to worship this gold and these precious stones more than God. And that's what happens when people say, "I haven't got time for God." because I'm working to get more money, and when people are thinking only and only about money, money, gold, precious stones, etc., has become a trap to them. And after all the good that Gideon did, he went and turned away from God at the end, it seems, or his family did, because of this. So, it says, the Midian was subdued before the Israelites, and they exalted their heads no more. The land had rest 40 years in the days of Gideon. Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and lived in his own house. Gideon had 70 sons conceived from his body, for he had many wives. Now, is that right to have lots of wives?
No. That you go away from God, just like Solomon did.
That's right, just like Solomon did. Well done. So he had many wives, he had 70 sons, and he probably had lots of daughters as well. So he might have had, say, 140 children. In the Garden of Eden, there was Adam and
Eve.
Good, Adam and Eve.
And
God made one man and one woman. He didn't make one man and 50 women. He made one man and one woman. And that's why we love our wife or our husband all the days of our lives, and we have our children together. You don't have lots of wives and have 70 sons. Anyway, let's just finish. His concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son. A concubine is like another woman that he had in his life. She had a son, and he called him Abimelech. So Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age and was buried in the tomb of Joash, his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. As soon as Gideon was dead, the people of Israel turned again and played the prostitute after the Baals and made Baal-Berith their god. This is always what happened. They had a problem. They cried to God, God, please help us. We'll be good forever now. He sent them a judge. He saved them from their enemies. They had peace. And then they went back to worshipping idols. And then they were dominated by their enemies. And then they prayed to God again. And again God helped them. So this was a sad cycle. And we mustn't get our lives in that same cycle where you're good for a little bit because you've had a problem, and then life gets easier, and then you go back to being naughty, and then you come back to God. Oh God, please help me, please help me. And then you turn away from God again. We should give ourselves to God for once and for all. That's what we do when we're baptized. The Israelites didn't remember Yahweh their God, who had delivered them out of the hand of all their enemies on every side. Neither did they show kindness to the family of Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, according to all the kindness which he had showed to Israel. So we forget. People forget very quickly. That's why we do the breaking of bread. To remind ourselves that really Jesus died for me. That's why we read the Bible every day. To remind ourselves of these things. So then, let's just pray. Eyes closed. Hands together. Dear God, please help us to be like Gideon in trusting you and having faith in you and working hard for you, but help us not to be like Gideon in turning away from you and just trying to enjoy ourselves and taking it easy and worshipping gold and wealth. Help us not to be like that, please, dear Father, because we love you. And help us not to be like Israel, believing in you and then turning away from you and coming back to you just when they had a problem. We don't want to be like that, dear Father. We really don't want to be like that. Please help us that we might completely give our lives to you and Jesus. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.